Anonymous from the USA asks, there are some Jews, including rabbis, going around and saying that every Jewish soul is a chelek eloka mimal, which they claim means literally a piece of God from above. May one believe such a thing? It seems like Christianity or some other non-Jewish way to believe that. From what I know, according to Judaism, a man cannot be God, and God is one with no pieces. Rather, the neshama is something created by Hashem. As we say in Elokai Neshama, Atavarasa, you Hashem created it. Chatsuva mitachas kisei akavod, perhaps, from a lofty place, but not a piece of Hashem, chas v'shalom. They also claim that the Zohar says that man de notach midilei notach, which means that a person who exhales from himself. But I think that doesn't support them, because someone who blows, think of a glass or balloon blower, blows just air from within his lungs and not his actual body in essence. How is such a dangerous idea allowed to pass without any opposition, especially from Rabbanim? If you look in the Nefesh HaChayim, you'll see that this concept is, as you said, not an idea that God himself exists within the neshama of every Jew, but the neshama is a creation, the highest creation above all the angels, closest to God himself, as if God himself blew that neshama into the body, and it has a connection to him. The idea of chelek aloka mimal, the idea of man de nofach midilei nofach, means that when the world emanated from God, God gave the possibility for something else to exist that emanated from him, the closest thing to him and the first emanation was that high level, the highest link of the soul to a person. But that a person has God within him, mamish, the essence of God, that is not true.